Hello, my friends. It's good to gather with you again and sit with you for a little while. Greg and I have been talking about doing this, and yet very full lives can keep us from from our own time, let alone the two of us taking time with you. So I apologize for not being back with you sooner. And now here we are. We're in a time of change, and different cultures and peoples have different ways of talking about whether it's a blessing or a curse to live in an age or a time of change. But it's not just inevitable. I would say we're in a time of change that's necessary. And I suspect this is already true, always true, and apparent to us now already. It comes not inevitably, but with many forces involved, and can swing from a place of threat to a sense of great promise. In our Christian and Hebrew scriptures, there are all sorts of ways of looking at change or renewal or a new time, and they are primarily ones of promise. In fact, almost essentially and more than primary, the core insight of our faith is that you and I, if you are of the tradition of the book, are moving towards a place of eternal life with the one who is eternal, who is everlasting love. And so we're going to home to a place of love, a paradiso, large enough for everyone and intimate enough for all of us to gather and be together. But it doesn't come totally on its own. It is a gift, but it asks right now our cooperation. And so there's a growing up in our faith pattern and practice that's very essential. And I'd like to just reflect on it with you a little bit, because the word contemplation or living a contemplative life can sound like someone who's just sitting still or has moved from activity to inactivity. Contemplation actually is a beautiful, deep opening up and an integrated experience of that from our every bit of who we are as human beings, as creatures of a living God, right down to our tiptoes of curious questions, up to our mind of insight and dreams. We have a passage going on in us, and it's an active one, and it's called contemplation. It's not a stoppage, and yet it is an opening. Merton talks about it quite beautifully. It's a virginal point. It's a space where new life begins to emerge. It's the womb within us all that wants to give birth. And there are movements in contemplative life, each of ours, that I want to reflect on for just a few minutes. You see, we can be dismayed by a lot of what's going on, maybe in our own personal lives, if we've experienced death recently or a prolonged illness of a loved one or our own, or if we're looking at our nation in particular, but other nations that have been socked by this virus, who are enduring COVID-19 with great strain and the loss of loved ones. a sense of an extended time, thinking it would have been over with, and it's not. What we're talking about is a certain type of exhaustion that's come upon us. It can lead us to a place or a feeling of being inert, and contemplation actually leads us to life and liveliness. Yes, stillness. It arises out of a certain quietude within us. But that quietude is really a quality of opening our hearts to the peace that's given to us. As Christians, we know this as the peace of Jesus Christ. As St. Bonaventure would say, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Our minds will not grasp it, but our hearts have received it as a gift. Our very bodies do right now. And so a quietude, a stillness, and a type of stoppage happens so that we can begin again. It can happen as simply and as quickly or shortly or briefly as this simple podcast. In the mountain community, we talk about remember, reflect, and respond. Some of the great words from other traditions, Jesuits use them, I believe, as well as observe, judge, act. It might simply be contemplate, act, contemplate, act. This remember, reflect, respond, words that we've used for a while, all of them, each of them, each set, suggests a ongoing unfolding of our first intention to open, let our hearts and minds and bodies open. Remember is to have present to us, remember, have the whole thing come together in recall, wholeness, a felt sense of presence. In that we might be reflecting right now on our own struggles personally, or our nation's struggles, which are significant. And indeed, that's part of the reason why I'm reflecting on this with you. And many of us have not received the encouragement that prayer life really is where we might mature. It's not just a place off on the side of an active life where we go to get charged up again. I really don't like the image of it's where we get our batteries charged. It is that. But rather than that operational, organizational, or machine sort of image, I'd say it's where our hearts are filled again. That yes, we are exhausted. One of our reasons for pausing. Yes, we need to listen again. And we hear the words of love. Yes, we need to be quiet, and we can feel the activity of God's longing for us and that dynamic that we call hope. It's a dynamic of renewal, all of what I'm reflecting on briefly with you. It is transformational for you and I. It brings about a reforming, a reformation within us and among us. And it's always grounded in relationships. As Franciscan women and men, we take great delight in that, because even as we seek some solitude for a day or a period of time, it is that we are one with one another, that we would step aside from the activities of life to deepen those relationships through conscious contemplation, an ability to act possibly by quieting our actions, gentling our hearts, moving deeper into contemplation, remembering God's love in our own lives, reflecting on them, so that we might consider what our response might be. The world needs us to respond. The world and we don't need to be anxious. Being warriors doesn't benefit ourselves being peace warriors. In fact, a peaceful warrior comes out of a place of confidence and quietude that happens I believe, from a contemplative heart. And when I'm jangled or apt to be angry or irritated, it's probably because my heart hasn't rested long enough in that place that is that sort of renewal that I'm reflecting on with you here. And so we go about observing the world around us and our own lives and making some judgments and reflections that begin to coalesce considerations that would lead us prayerfully, possibly, to a model of action after that. But as a Franciscan, I just take us back to the simpler movement, even still, to join with Jesus Christ to make all things new. The mission statement of the mountain is the model of our contemplation. To join with Jesus Christ. To actively move from my intentionality and preoccupations and sometimes very real and important concerns of other things to also include or direct all of my heart to the Lord God who's poured himself out, herself out for us in Christ. Jesus, our rabbi, our teacher. And in that outpouring, teaches us how to act, shows us and says, go and do likewise. Beautiful phrase, go and do likewise. And so we move to that place of action in community and singularity and with each other and return again and again. It's a circular sort of spiraling out into the world, this contemplation action, this joining with Jesus Christ to make all things new. My sisters and brothers, as we've taken this time already, we might take a little more, and you with yourself where you are or others, and simply be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. Greg Lacamelli and I and others involved in the life of ministry of Mount Irenaeus join with you and are grateful that you joined with us in this time of renewal for our nation and our world as we renew our hearts. The Lord give you peace.
Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle waters washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit, come and speak to me. Sacred silence, holy ocean, gentle water washing over me. Help me listen, Holy Spirit.